Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea. When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies. Feline, with a death wish. Eat right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
We start the second hour of the show with another one of our local teens being slandered. This time, not by an incoming rookie, but a retired player who was on one of the best defenses in NFL history. I've said a couple times now that the Texans defense won't be acknowledged as one of the best units in recent memory if they don't have more team success. And I say team success specifically because I don't blame the Texans defense for losing in the divisional round. You just don't get remembered the same way if you have a great defense who never even made it to an AFC title game. And really, you have to be stamped with a Super Bowl win before your defense gets a name or gets ranked as one of the best defenses in the last 20 years or so. One of those defenses is the 2015 Broncos. They won a Super Bowl, and you know they're good because the corpse of Peyton Manning was their quarterback. And they still won. And they had some Brock Osweiler thrown in there as well. They beat the Panthers in that Super Bowl. T.J. Ward, a guy who loves to be heard, loves to tweet, loves to speak, calls into question how good this Texans defense actually is. If you don't know some of the numbers, they were the number one overall defense, and they finished second in scoring, I believe, to the Seahawks. But Ward also says, stop talking about them as one of the best defenses when they don't have the ring. And also, he says, sure, C.J. Stroud wasn't great. I know he put them in bad positions, but they gave up touchdowns. Even at times where C.J. was putting them in bad positions, the times where they could have gotten stops, they didn't, as far as the regular New England drives. Like the actual turnovers, they actually, I think, performed pretty well.
No, other than the pick six, I don't think they scored off of a C.J. Stroud.
But he is saying, if you're a great defense, you don't give up touchdowns. Mm. And he's a safety on a team who didn't give up many touchdowns in that Super Bowl run. So, does he have some bona fides? Sure. Whether you buy into it, that's a different story. He goes, guess what? In the moments they were supposed to give up field goals and not touchdowns, they gave up touchdowns. In a tight ball game where your quarterback's not playing well, you would have liked to not give up the bomb down the sideline to Butte. I think that was a Stingley play. I think it was third and long or something on their first touchdown when they hit Pop Douglas across the middle for a score. Those are moments when you have a great defense, you want to get a stop. You want to force field goals. I think he has a point there. I don't think it takes away from the overall quality of the Texans defense, but as a safety on a team who won a Super Bowl,
yeah.
And while you're trying to defend your defense's honor in comparison to others, you're going to pick at these things, and there are things you could pick at and go, hey, Derek Stingley, don't get beat down the sideline by Butte. I'm sure there are times in 2015 where a Bronco DB got beat, but he speaks from the precipice of champion, and he can look down at all the little other defenses who haven't accomplished that and go, hey, look.
Yeah.
When Von Miller was first forcing turnovers, you know, that play where Cam didn't die for the football.
That was forced by us, though.
We forced the fumble. What were you guys doing to make up for your quarterback's inability to drive down the field and score?
They did force turnover.
But did not force enough field goals, though.
Not enough. I mean, it is something you can do with just every defense that's ever not won the Super Bowl. It just be like, season ending a loss. Let's investigate that loss. Should have done that.
And of course, because you're on a podcast, you start to say some things that aren't true. He talks about how many yards they gave up. He goes, I think they gave up like 300 yards in the second half. They did not give up 300 yards in the second half. And then he goes, yeah, you can fact check. It was probably 260. It wasn't 260. The Texans allowed 114 yards in that second half. So
Too many, Dell.
I am just interested because it's in some ways backs up what I believe. Not that they're not a great defense. It's just that they're not going to be remembered as favorably as they might have if they don't win. And it won't be because of them why they don't win.
Yeah.
It'll be because of whatever. Well, I assume it won't be. I don't know how the defense will play this year. I assume they'll be very, very good. If they want to be remembered, their offense is going to have to do their part.
Stop giving up bombs, all right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe don't. Hey, Derek Stingley. All pro. Don't get beat by Kayshon Boutte.
Stop giving up bomb.
You know,
actually, that was one bomb.
Yeah, it was one bomb. And, you know, the Patriots weren't all that thrilled with Boutte. They just went out and got Dobbs and Brown. Yeah. So they know they weren't good enough there, and it still happened. So, jokes aside, the Texans' defense, as far as historically, needs their offense to be better.
Yeah.
And then all the TJ Wards and whoever else may come along to talk about how the defense doesn't match up with some of the Super Bowl winning defenses would have to quiet down because their offense gets them to a point where they're winning big and can be considered one of the greats. You know, he goes on to talk about you can't give up 28 points. It was actually 21 because not all of the things that TJ Ward says is backed up by facts.
And that's the thing where it's like, I just looked up the score of the NFC title game, the Rams Seahawks, like, Seahawks defense gave up 27 points.
Yeah.
But they're off, you know, that was the Sam Darnold haters wrote him off game. Really the only game he had all season. That was like purely like Sam Darnold, different man now. Every other game was like, yeah, you know, pretty good game manager. But they got three touchdowns from Sam Darnold. That's where it, like, if I'm TJ Ward, I'm like, well, we didn't have the luxury of our quarterback throwing for 346 yards and three touchdowns in the title game. So really, the Seahawks defense, like, they should have lost to the Rams.
Yeah, the Seahawks performance against the Rams, and it was Matt Stafford and Nacua and Devontae Adams, and also Sean McVay.
Yeah,
there are differences between the opponents the Texans and the Seahawks played in those playoffs. Yeah, the Texans defense never had a performance like
that. Well, I was also saying the T.J. Ward. If you're T.J. Ward, you can sit there and be like, gave 27 points.
That's true, but
your offense bailed you out.
In this case, the Seahawks, because they don't have as much star power, weren't positioned as one of the, even though they have great numbers, they weren't positioned as this great defense coming into 2026 and also what happened in 2025. It was on the Emmanuel Acho podcast. Ward was on. Apparently Ward has watched a lot of Texans. He talked about how
because
Acho was talking about how good Stingley is. He goes, Stingley, what has he ever done? He goes, didn't he get taken up top like three times last year? So Ward has some knowledge of what's going on here and watching the Texas defense. And he mentions the Boutte play in the playoffs. And he goes, Tlaib, pretty much said Tlaib would never have given that up. Akeem Tlaib, who was on that defense.
True. So, Akeem Tlaib never gave up a deep ball. I'm sure of it. This really is like the, like, our era was better kind of thing. And honestly, it's a credit, like you said, to the Texans that they were perceived well enough to be the target of. Yeah, and you're not as good as the team I played on, though.
I do take his "Who the hell is Drake May" slander to heart. That one hit home with me. There you go, TJ. That's what I'm saying.
Who the hell is Drake?
Like, he goes, Drake May. Because he was comparing who the Texans had to go through compared to what they had to go through. Yeah. So he's like, well, Drake May. Get out of here with Drake May. Because I had to play Tom Brady. So there it is. TJ Ward, not as impressed as most with the Texans defense. Stop giving up touchdowns. That's what he's saying. Cut that out. And then maybe I have some respect for you. But until you do that,
It is true, though, of just like name the best defense of all time that never made a title game, the conference
you
title
don't
game.
Remember.
I'm sure one of the like one year that the Pittsburgh Steelers lost in the divisional round. I'm sure
they had
that,
a great
that
defense.
Year exists.
Yes, but I don't know the year.
Yeah.
I just assume because Pittsburgh was known for great defenses that it might have happened.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm not going to remember. They don't have that defense. Like the Steel Curtain was the nickname of the 70s team. We know the Legion of Boom. The great defenses generally get a nickname, but that's because it's attached to a ring. And while I think Big Hits All Day is a better nickname than Swarm, because Swarm is more of a philosophy than a name for a defense, the Texas defense ain't going to get a nickname either if the offense doesn't do their part. So
that is the irony of being a good defense is that like at the end of the day, you do just need the quarterback to play well.
Yeah. So forget about contract pressure, CJ. Historically, you're going to keep a great defense out of the books if you don't figure it out.
It's not just your legacy on the line.
It is
CJ.
Stingley's and Al Shires and Will Anderson. Their legacies are on the line.
And their legacy, they're in a higher echelon of talk, too.
Yeah, as I pointed out, just think the Broncos' legacy is thanks to Peyton Manning finding a way not to throw it all away in the playoffs as bad as he was in the regular season. All I'm looking for is 2015 Peyton Manning in the playoff season. I'm going to need you to play better in the regular season. I'm going to need that. But if you can
give... You got the regular season down.
Yeah, if you can give me 2015 Peyton Manning in the playoffs... I think we got a shot. That's all. All right, we'll go to break with that. The number is 713-780-3776. We're still taking calls. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get to that. We will be back.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
So I was walking back to the studio, have our interns out there. One of our interns is, I don't know if I would say a big England fan, but he thinks they're pretty good. And we were talking about their last game against Panama, which they found a way. Scored two goals in the second half, thanks to Kane and Bellingham. To win that one, but that performance was generally derided by the English media and just people covering the game. And that was their final game of group stage. They won that one, so they are the leaders of that group. And we're in the knockout rounds now. We had Canada versus South Africa yesterday. Canada scores a goal late by a man of Portuguese descent, which led to the joke of one Portuguese number 7 has one goal in the knockouts. Another Portuguese number 7 has never scored in the knockouts. Oof. And that Portuguese number 7 is Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's Uzbekistan merchant.
He is never, well, or at least a group stage merchant. This tournament, definitely Uzbekistan merchant. He has never scored a goal in the knockout rounds of World Cup football or soccer. So we'll see if that changes. If we just go by recent memory... Unless there's another version of Uzbekistan in the second round. I believe it's Croatia, so it isn't. A little different, so we can expect him not to score unless it's a penalty because he always has to take those. Like people keep pointing out Bruno Fernandes, who is a star midfielder for Man U. I believe he's their captain. He's great at that. But he has Ronaldo on the team, so he's not taking them. So that is just something the Portuguese will have to deal with. In less than 40 minutes, we got a game right here in Houston. Brazil versus Japan.
A lot of Brazil jerseys. I've seen a lot of Brazil jerseys.
I bet. Second game of the knockouts. And there was a bit of trash talk from Japan saying that the Brazilians aren't what they used to be. Carlo Ancelotti, their manager, said, hey, you're not going to suck me into that. I'm not going to get into the back and forth, the mind games of Japan. Now, he may have said that, but Marquinhos, one of their defenders, said, oh, we're going to show them. Well, they think we're not as good. We're going to show them. So it got back to the Brazilian camp. We'll see how it plays out. It has been an interesting couple days when it comes to trash talk, because apparently, if you're a local ABC reporter, you better watch your mouth.
This chick.
this chick. Watch it, John. Watch it in there. So
this woman.
Yeah, there it is. This accomplished journalist. You can do that, too. She said some things that really pissed off Bosnia. And really,
Herzegovina.
Herzegovina, yes. Bosnian football was the account who grabbed the sound. I don't know who sent it to this account.
How did they come across this? Who knows?
Because it is clearly someone heard it, then rewound it, and pointed their phone, I think, at the television. The audio is not awful, but it's not the clearest. You know, it's not recorded directly off the TV. I'll throw it on the rundown, Sean, so people can know what I'm talking about. But it's typical stuff you would see from a local reporter. Like, if she was talking about, like, the Rams versus Seahawks, like, she might not get off what she gets off because she may know where Seattle is, the state of Washington is. But she would do something similar, like, it's Stafford all day, Sam Darnold sucks, we're going to win. That's kind of the tenor of it. But when you use a country as your point of attack, I guess it upset some people. I saw that generally trash talk isn't a thing in soccer, so that's why some people were offended. It did feature a lot of Americans who are trying to shed the label of us being the ugly Americans. And they were offended for others.
They want to be one of the good ones.
Yeah, one of the good ones. There was also journalists who chimed in and were like, pretty much, hey, don't advertise that you're ignorant. That's not what journalism is. She wasn't doing journalism.
No.
She was on site at some sports bar talking about the excitement of the World Cup and just decided to go, hey, USA. It was her version of USA. USA, we're going to win. And people got very offended. Look, we hear it all the time. Different versions of it. It's more club versus club as far as NFL team versus NFL team, NBA team versus NBA team. This time, she mentioned a country. It led to her apologizing. Here is Abigail Velez, I think on Thursday night after the U.S. lost to Turkey. And this led to a weekend full of recriminations and an apology. Here it is.
Okay, the next round, Team USA will play Bosnia next Wednesday. And one thing about Bosnia, I could not point out where it is on a map. I don't know the first thing about Bosnia, and I don't want to know. That's because Team USA, we're back. We're better than ever. That's next Wednesday. Get prepared, Bosnia, because you don't want it. You don't want it like that. But you're going to get it. That's next Wednesday. We're now reporting live in Long Beach. Abigail Menendez.
Shout out to Long Beach. Place of my...
Yeah. Is this
my childhood?
This is the ABC
7. Yes, it is.
LA.
It is an employee of Wendy Granado, yes. Wendy Granado.
It took me until she said Long Beach to put it all together.
Wendy Granado's employee nearly started international incident.
The Bosnians are upset.
The Bosnian football, that account got it going, and now
John
people
Granado,
from all around jumped in.
John Granado is, what, 2 degrees away from.
Yeah. And the other thing. The head of ABC News, a Bosnian.
Oh.
So that,
how about that?
So that played a part in it as well.
See?
As they were
See
asking.
Bosnia?
As they
we
no,
got one?
That's not the thing.
Oh.
The people who were offended were like, hey, you're Bosnian. You're one of us. What's going on here? So she has apologized. I don't think it's going to go any further than that. I mean, for us, that's tame.
No, I think that's what gets lost in the not literally the translation, but like just the cultural translation of, like, to me, this just reads as like, this is just normal trash talk.
Yeah.
Of like, you know,
she didn't.
I don't know who the hell you are. We're gonna beat your ass.
She didn't insult the country. She
no,
just said
she
didn't know where
enough.
It was.
She didn't know enough
and
to
didn't care
them.
To look for it.
Yeah, I didn't. Charles Barkley, he had one on the Dream Team where he was like, I don't know where Angola is, but know that they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Like,
this is what it is. But,
like, I think that's what it is. It's
but Charles Barkley is a
of,
player, I guess. People were very upset about,
because
she's a journalist, so yeah. She shouldn't advertise her alleged ignorance.
I don't know. I feel like it's just a genre of, I guess, American trash talk.
Yeah, it's what we do.
We're just like, I don't know where the, like, you know, I don't know where.
It's dismissive of you.
Yeah, I don't know where High Point is, but guess what? They're going to get smoked by Kentucky. You know, like, it's that kind of thing.
Kentucky better wash their mouths.
I know.
I know what you're saying, though. It is what we do. Yeah. It's dismissive. We're going to beat your ass, and
which
I don't.
We will, Bosnia.
Watch it.
What was her?
For Abigail Velez.
For Abigail
Velez. We're doing it for Abigail Velez?
Yes.
What if I was going to say Timothy Weah, but he's not scoring. We saw what he did. What if Balogun scores and he lifts up his jersey and there's a picture of Abigail Velez?
See, that's when American soccer will truly have arrived. I was going to say we'll be back.
Never been, yeah. Is
either that or if. I mean, if I'm her, I do like a long serious, or not a long, but like a serious, like straight to camera, like social media apology. And then at the very end, pull out a map and go, there's Bosnia. Hey, I learned we're Bosnia.
She only put out a graphic with her very conciliatory words on Twitter.
I would have,
sure, other social media places.
I would have thrown
well.
In a graphic of circling Bosnia on a map. Like, there it is.
Even given some Bosnian
history. Are you happy now? I know where you are.
Given some Bosnian history. They were involved in a long, brutal civil war. She might. Yeah. That's why.
Which side were they on? Were they on the good side or the bad side?
Well, I guess it all depends.
Okay.
If you believe every time America interferes, they're on the good side, then Bosnia was on the good side.
Ooh.
Now I put you in a situation.
I need to do some Wikipedia skimming during the commercial.
It all depends on how you feel. If you think when we get involved in something, it's a good thing, then we were helping them out. Just all depends how you feel. But Abigail Velez has apologized.
Justice for Abigail Velez.
She appears to be fine as far as her job status, which is great.
Despite Bosnia's...
You don't think there are calls to get her fired? My biggest issue was like the media people, whether they be in sports or otherwise, going, this isn't journalism. Cut it out. You guys know the deal. Maybe if you're not an American journalist, you don't know how stuff goes. But if you are someone based in America, you know she is not out to get Bosnia. This is just the team, my team I root for versus another team on the other side. We're going to beat you. You suck.
Yeah.
I'm dismissing you. That's all it is. It's not an attack on the Bosnian people.
Yeah. They sent a reporter out to, like you said, some sports bar to be like, you know, reporting live from whatever, and what they thought was going to probably be after a USA win against Turkey A or a draw.
Whatever, yeah.
And then they're like, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that we lost. We're coming for you, Bosnia.
Yeah, we're back and better than ever. It's like, well, you did just lose. I don't know. It didn't make a lot of sense.
They didn't try. Come on.
No, I'm not.
They set the starter.
I'm not even. I'm not upset about that.
Stay on that side.
But her whole phrasing, we're back and better. What? What do you mean? You're following a loss. I'm more offended by that than anything else you said. That didn't make any sense. But there it is. I hope do it for Abigail. I hope that, you know how Jesse Marsh, after his game, maybe you don't know, the Canadian national team coach, after their win, he's an American, but very somewhat bitter about not getting the American job. But he is the national team coach for the Canadian team, and he gave this rousing speech after they beat South Africa late, first time Canada's in the round of 16. You talk about how they're being heroes. It got them motivated. Everyone's excited. I'm sure the entirety of Canada is excited about what happened. We need something like that from Pochettino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs
We beat Bosnia. He brings everybody together, gets them in a circle, and goes, sometimes it's about more than us. Sometimes it's about the country as a whole. And who represents this country better than Abigail Velez? And we go, justice for Abigail.
Abigail.
and we just embrace our Americanism.
That's his Herb Brooks moment.
Yeah. We embrace our Americanism, and they all.
Yeah.
You know how.
They take out a map, and they go, where the hell is Bosnia? They keep pointing at different spots.
It doesn't matter,
Bosnia.
But I don't know where it is, but I know where they're going back to.
Yeah.
Off to the round of 16.
They don't have an American pilot.
Off to the round of 16. For the Americans. Hopefully that's the case. That game's on Wednesday as they have their first ever knockout round game in primetime for American television. A lot of that has to do with the fact that the games are played in different parts of the world, but First time ever. Because even back in 94, it was a, I think it was a weekend day in the afternoon. It was July 4th that day when they lost to Brazil in the round of 16, but I think it was high noon or something around there. It was a hot day, and they eventually lost that one, 1-0. First time ever. We're going to get a chance to watch the Americans play to win in advance or lose and go home on national. It'll be national television, but in prime time. So that'll be a cool thing. As long as they win, it'll be tragic in the sports in sports terms if they lose. But that's a couple days away. We got the game in Houston. That's exciting. And we got Morocco as well.
Morocco and Netherlands.
That's a big one. That's not here, but yeah. Netherlands played a game here. But Morocco and the Netherlands, that's a big matchup.
To play Canada.
Yeah, which would be here. Canada's come into Houston for their round of 16 game. And
came and pointed out on a map.
They are a team who will be the underdog no matter who they play. Morocco and Netherlands are playing because Morocco had to be in Brazil's group. And it all, the formula worked out where two teams who had had a belief that they could make at least a quarterfinal are playing in the round of 32. So one team's going to go home very disappointed about their World Cup. We'll see how that plays out today. All right, we'll go to break. We got a couple of segments here to go. We will be back.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
It is Twins in town. The Twins are in town to face the Astros. Peter Lambert, if you just go by the entirety of the year, their most consistent pitcher, it would have been Eric Gaddy by a long shot, but then we have the whole month of June to dissuade you from that opinion. Peter Lambert hasn't been great all the time, but, you know, it's kind of just going about his business, and he will get the chance to do that again tonight as the Astros try to keep what they've got going. They are playing good baseball, as evidenced by the 5 series wins in a row, and now, because of that, only 2 games below 500, better on the road than they are at home, which we are used to. They're not terrible. Actually, you know what? Yeah, they're a little better on the road than they are at home. Not by much. Maybe percentage points better now that I look at it. But 20-21 at home, 22-23 on the road. So the Astros.
It's an Astros tradition.
Yes. Finding a way to not be as good as home as they should be. That continues.
They have 2 extra World Series rings, basically, if they're better out on the...
If they could match their road output in playoff series, yes. Maybe the most dominant
very
run.
Very easy two.
You can just point to it. You don't have to do... You don't got to do the analytics thing,
no.
Which was a big discussion in the NBA over the weekend, thanks to the Jaylen Brown stuff.
Yeah, hey, which I agree with.
7 best player on the team, not as good as people think.
No,
he is.
7th best. I have Pritchard over him.
Well, you got to have Hugo Gonzalez over him.
Hugo, Schreierman.
Because, if you go by the Celtics line of thinking, now you've got me distracted by this.
Sorry. The Celtics are...
They were willing to put Jaylen Brown in the Giannis trade, but not Hugo. So, by that, maybe not the 7th, but about the 6th or 5th, if Hugo Gonzalez is untouchable... If you don't know, that was allegedly one of the breaking points in a potential Bucks-Celtics trade. They wouldn't put Hugo Gonzalez, the rookie who averaged 3.4 points per game in a trade for Giannis. Yeah.
Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't.
Meanwhile, Bill Simmons is running his mouth about how underwhelming the Heat package is. All the players in that package have accomplished more than Hugo Gonzalez. No offense.
No offense. We don't want to offend Hugo Gonzalez.
No, it's more about Celtics' expectations of Hugo Gonzalez.
Yeah.
The word unleash Hugo was said on the podcast that I heard earlier today. If you don't get the F out of here. I hope Hugo, the name that Celtics fans, some of them have given him because of what happened, deal breaker. Hope that sticks.
That'd be funny.
But only because he goes on to be a guy who continues to be end of the bench guy.
It's the Roddy Bubois, like,
yeah,
for people not know, 15 years
explain
ago.
Explain to people.
Yeah, 15 years ago on the Dallas Mavericks, Roddy Bubois was this like bench point guard that they had that was promising.
They felt like was going to be the next big thing.
Yes, basically their Tony Parker. That's like essentially what it boiled down
to. He's French. He's quick.
And
yeah.
he's a point guard. And that's more or less where the similarities end. And he was untouchable in every big trade during the late part of Dirk's, I guess, Dirk's prime. They ended up winning a championship anyway. But it's basically a running joke of just like, oh, yeah, it's a Roddy Bubois. Like, he's untouchable for some reason.
This man couldn't even shoot better than 50% from the free throw line. And I got to hear about how he's untouchable in a Giannis trade. Okay, good luck, Celtics. Now you can't even trade Jaylen Brown. Let's get to Dr. Dre. We got distracted from Astros talk, but that's fine. What's up, Dr. Dre?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Appreciate the time and appreciate the vibe. I want to touch on Jordan. He needs to go out there and hit a slump buster, man. Break out of this slump. He needs to probably go to San Antonio and find one of them big Mexican mamas. Also, your soccer stadiums in the United States, they got nothing on Mexico, especially the Guadalajara stadium with the mountains in the background and the lights. Man, that stadium has all the riz. And see what your thoughts are on that. Appreciate it. Peace.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was shown we have mountains here, too.
Yeah, right by Houston Stadium.
What are you talking about? Yes, the scenic views for the stadium where the World Cup is being played in Guadalajara are pretty special. But those are the views. We're just talking about the stadiums. Yeah, you win that one. But what about what's going on in the actual facility? And don't take our word for it. Take all the Europeans' word for it who want to hate us but can't because of our stadiums.
Yeah.
They want to trash us, as evidenced by Abigail Velez in Bosnian football. They are willing, and they were looking for a reason to hate on us. The stadiums could not be one of them. They were mesmerized. Yeah, but I've seen the stadium in Guadalajara. It's pretty spectacular. The views. I don't know about the facilities in general, though.
Like,
I think other than like the Canadian stadiums which are Rector sets, you know, GM, you know, the Vancouver one is fine, but Toronto, they had to add extra seats. Let's be honest. It ain't world class.
No, I mean, we talked about it before the tournament where I was like, Canada's like kind of hosting the World Cup. There's some games being played in Canada. I would not call them hosting the World Cup there because there's going to be more games played in Texas than there are in Canada. It's like there's like five games. No, it was I think there's seven or eight games in Canada, and there's seven in the city of Houston and whatever. Obviously, add in Arlington. Like, it's like, yeah, Canada. Like, sure, you're kind of hosting this, but also you didn't win your group, right? Did they not win the group?
No, I forgot. That's why they were playing in LA yesterday.
Yeah, that's why. So win your group, then complain.
Well, can't
shut
do
up,
that
know
now.
Your role.
Well, they did win their knockout round game, so congratulations to them, but did not win their group. And one of their stadiums for the World Cup is where Toronto FC plays. They had to add extra seats for that. And the other one, I believe, is where Vancouver plays. No MLS stadiums.
The Whitecaps?
No, I believe so. No MLS stadiums featured in the United States.
Uh-uh.
We don't do that here.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know if you've heard.
We have this thing called the NFL. And they have a lot of first-class stadiums.
Yeah.
Turns out they play in a lot of
them. Hey, Canada, why aren't you playing games in CFL stadiums? Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe Vancouver. No.
Saskatchewan's nice this time of year.
Well, it is the summer. It's probably a mild day in Saskatchewan. You might have a good time. Just not going to be playing soccer there. Winnipeg, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Edmonton. Ooh. Those Edmonton Junes. Man.
Spectacular.
People talk about summertime Chicago. Sometime Edmonton's where it's at.
That's a place people want to be. I don't know what else is in Edmonton. We're trending into Abigail Velez territory right now. We better watch ourselves.
I'm saying how much I love it.
The tone suggests otherwise. That's all. I mean, maybe they won't pick up on it. Maybe I should have just been quiet, but I felt like it was pretty clear. There's a tone there.
No. Calgary, sweet.
How many? This is a game of how many Canadian cities can Sean name and say it in that tone that sounds a bit insulting. That's Saskatchewan.
Quebec?
Areas
you
of...
Sacre Bleu, Quebec?
Start naming provinces. Manitoba.
Yeah. Yeah. Nova Scotia.
Yeah, all those places. Yeah, sure. Newfoundland.
I am running out. I wish... why can't Houston have an NHL team so I can know more?
Ottawa.
Ottawa, there we go.
Now, some of these...
Manitoba?
I believe that's a province more than it is a city, I believe. But either way, Canada... Well,
shout out to Canada.
Glad you had a good time hosting the World Cup. You still got some games to go. Your team won't be playing there going further because they couldn't take care of business. But still.
I'm sure that's a trade you'll be willing to
make. Yeah, you won a knockout round game. That's cool.
Your guys are heroes.
According to an American coach who was very bitter at the Americans for not hiring him. All right, he mentioned Jordan. I don't know if Jordan needs to pick up a woman that you don't deem attractive, Dr. J. Dr. Dre, and as you say, find a slump buster. But, you know, it would be nice for him to break out a little bit. He has 25 home runs. For one of the rare times, he's going to have an opponent with the player who has as many home runs as he does. Buxton has 25 as well. Yeah. So we'll have those two guys out there. We'll see how Peter Lambert deals with Brian Buxton. But the Astros would... It would be beneficial if Jordan got it going a little bit, but they've been able to win, and he's carried the offense for times this year. So if he's going through it a little bit, the offense has found ways, particularly late in games the last couple times, to
now we pick you up
to win. Yeah, Jordan's been the guy at times. Well, can the Astros be good enough for him to win the MVP? Even though he's great and the team isn't, now it's a little bit more balanced as they continue to win games. I'm not promoting Jordan doing what you're suggesting. I believe that's a married man.
Yes. I co-sign, not, you know, hey, do whatever you want, Jordan. Just whatever he feels right.
And I would imagine he doesn't feel like, as he said, finding someone from San Antonio. Dr. Dre said from San Antonio. Imagine that. Don't imagine that, actually. That's an ugly thought. All right. Thanks for the Astros talk, I think, Dr. Dre. But Jordan, with his 25 home runs, still a viable MVP candidate despite a recent downturn. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's hitting 222, just average, 222 in the last 15 days. But for the month of June, he has a 337 average. It's really been front-load. So he was awesome.
He was awesome.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It has been 2 weeks of 220 ball. Good on base because he gets walked a lot.
But. Of course. And, yeah, the average started the month at 337. It's now down to – actually, he's hit 337 in the month.
Yes,
June.
Yeah, that's
it started at 305. Yeah, you said that. It started at 305. It's now at 311. So, you know what? Jordan's fine. Don't worry about it, everybody.
If this is the problem, like, we're doing our
best. Yeah, don't worry about it, everybody. It's been a couple weeks of him not being the best player in baseball. I think he's allowed. All right, we'll go to break. It'll be a short segment. We got one more to go. And then we'll hand it over to Rich Eisen. We will be back.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
I may be putting you in a bad spot, but you were out and about 3 days last week, got to be at watch parties around the city. Had you ever been to these places before that you went to?
I've been to Tom's Watch Bar.
Okay.
I had not been to Ducky McSweeney's or By the Wayside. So, no. So, two of the three.
So, how were Ducky McSweeney's and By the Wayside?
Ducky McSweeney's really good. I think we decided, Brian and I, during the show, that it was probably the most efficient TV to square foot ratio in a, like, there's not, it's one of those where there's actually not a bad seat in the house where it's like all the TVs are strategically placed. So that's really good, really close by too. By the Wayside, really cool spot. Less TV for, but more like cool, best seats, I would say. Literally the best seats in the house. They're like these, like, kind of like fuzzy, little, I don't know, little lounge seats almost.
Okay.
That was most comfortable I've ever been doing a radio show.
Even with Brian being there.
Even with Brian being 2 feet away from me.
So that says something about those chairs.
Yeah. No. That's stamp of approval. So, I'd buy them from IKEA today.
So Ducky McSweeney's By the Wayside, places you should go to attend, whether it is for a soccer watch party or otherwise. We're thankful for them. We're thankful to Huntington Bank for getting that done for us as the summer of soccer continues, and it begins in earnest in about, well, continues in earnest in about 5 minutes. Glenn Davis, while he's not doing the Fox Sports call, he is calling the game for the world feed. So that happens in about 5 minutes. Brazil and Japan, considered by some the best game of the round of 32. I don't know. Netherlands and Morocco could be fun too. Netherlands has scored some goals. Morocco has a belief that they should be playing it in at least a quarterfinal. So a lot on the line. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's one of these two games, though.
Yeah. I don't know if the team that loses either of these two matchups will be forced to fly commercial like the Uruguayans were.
I love that.
If you don't know that story, the Uruguayans were so disappointing to their federation and their country, their chartered flight home was canceled and they had to fly commercial. Their manager was a longtime soccer, you might even call him a legend in soccer managing circles. He took apart the team. It was an ugly end to a very proud country's hopes of World Cup success. So maybe the Brazilians, if they lose, I mean, Vinny can just go fly back to Barcelona, I guess, if he wants to. I guess these teams, these guys all will. They're all international stars for the most part, so they don't actually have to fly back to Brazil. But the Uruguayans were planning on going back to Brazil. I mean, going back to Uruguay on a charter. Instead, hey, you find your own way home.
Yeah.
You embarrassed us all.
It is funny because that is like a thing people say. It's just like, he doesn't deserve to be on the right.
And the Uruguayans are like, you know what, that meme, that bit you guys do? We're about that life.
Yeah, leave him in America.
Yeah.
We can't actually do that, but next best thing?
Yeah, we can't force him to stay, but we're not going to help him get home. It was a bad, bad time for the Uruguayans as they're out early. That's just the World Cup and the story surrounding it. We will see what comes of the matchups today. Three matchups with several world powers in them. All right. That music means we're done for the day, Sean. So what will it be?
Texas is good. Everything is big.
The Japanese are here. We'll see if they have a good time against the Brazilians in about 4 minutes. We're done. Rich Eisen's up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.